Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Pinchas, Moshe is told that he is going to die. And the first thing he does is turn to Hashem and ask Hashem to appoint an appropriate leader that will take care of his nation after Moshe passes away. Hashem tells Moshe that Yehoshua is that very leader. However, the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra Daf Ayin Hey Amad Aleph says that when the elders of that generation saw that it was Yehoshua who was appointed as the next leader of Bnei Yisrael, those Zakenim said that the face of Moshe was as bright as the sun, while the face of Yehoshua was like the face of the moon. And then they said, Oy la la osa busha, oy la la osa chlima, woe is us, for this is the shame, it's a disgrace, it's a humiliation. And the question is, what does that mean? Is it really possible that the Zakenim, the leaders of Bnei Yisrael, said, Oy la lo sabusha, about Yehoshua taking over for Moshe? I asked this question in a previous FMT and shared a couple of beautiful explanations to this challenging Gemara. If you would like to hear that FMT, please WhatsApp me privately. But for today's FMT, I'd like to share another explanation of what the Zakenim said. The Kutzke Rebbe of Menachem Mendel of Kutzk, who died in 1859, is quoted in a number of places with a new perspective on this Gemara. I saw this quoted in a few Sfarim, including the Sefer Lachazos Benoam Hashem, written by Rav Shaltiel Meir HaKohen Shlita. He and others quote the Kutzke Rebbe as saying that this Gemara must be broken up into two parts. The first part is what the Zakenim said. They took note of the fact that the face of Moshe was as bright as the sun, while the face of Yehoshua was like the face of the moon. However, the second part of the Gemara was not said by them. Rather, it was the Gemara itself who said it, commenting on what the Zakenim said. The Gemara said that what the Zakenim said is a shame. It's a disgrace. It's terrible that the Zakenim compared Yehoshua and Moshe like that, that leaders should be compared like that. It's terrible that an incredible Talmud Chacham and leader like Yehoshua should be criticized so strongly by being compared to Moshe. That's the Kutzke Rebbe, but that leads us to a different question. Is it so terrible that people knew that Yehoshua was not as great as Moshe? We also say that every day. One of the 13 principles of faith of the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, is that there has never been and there never will be another leader like Moshe. So what's so bad about the Zakenim recognizing that? We recognize that also. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. The Zakenim compared Moshe to the sun, and they compared Yehoshua to the moon. The sun and the moon are indeed very different in a number of ways, and one of those ways is how the two are perceived by us. The sun never changes. It's always a full, whole sun. The moon, on the other hand, is always changing. It's in the beginning of the month, we can't even see the moon, and slowly, slowly it grows and grows until it's a full, whole moon. When the Zakenim saw Yehoshua, they saw a moon. That's what the Zakenim saw, and that's all they saw. They were old enough to remember Yehoshua as a young man working for Moshe and serving Moshe and learning Torah and learning the ropes of leadership. And above all, they remember the mistakes Yehoshua made when he was younger. That's all the Zakenim saw. Yehoshua the moon. Yehoshua the ever-changing moon. And Moshe? They saw Moshe as the sun. The consistently whole and complete sun. Unlike Yehoshua, Moshe didn't need to grow. He's perfect. And he always was perfect. He's the constant sun, not the ever-changing moon. That's what the Zakenim said. But about their comments, the Gemara said, Oy la la osa busha, oy la la osa chlima, nothing could be further from the truth. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. And yes, Yehoshua is not Moshe. But don't think for a minute that Moshe's perfect. Moshe was a human being with human parents and with human challenges. He had to grow into his role and into his level of Kedusha and his leadership. He worked on it. And he too made mistakes as well. As a matter of fact, if he hadn't made any mistakes, he would be leading Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, not Yehoshua. There's nothing wrong with recognizing that Moshe was Moshe, but don't make the mistake that many people make about their Rebbeim, about their teachers, about their leaders. They may be incredible people, and they may be incredible role models, Like the rest of us, however, they are changing and they are growing each day. And like the rest of us, they have challenges that they must contend with. And like the rest of us, they fail too sometimes. But all of that does not make them lesser leaders. All of that does not make them lesser role models. Absolutely the opposite. The fact that they have reached the levels that they've reached, the fact that they've grown and worked on themselves to get where they have gotten on these levels of leadership and these levels of Torah and these levels of Midos and these levels of Kedusha, the fact that they've reached all of that while they have been human and while we recognize that they're mortal and fallible, all that makes them far better leaders and far better teachers. Have an amazing day, everyone.